Hey everybody, Ron Rademacher here, Michigan Backroads. You know, the Great Lakes have claimed hundreds, perhaps thousands of vessels, large and small. Some became famous, like the Edmund Fitzgerald, which was taken by Lake Superior. Others became enduring mysteries, like the fabled Griffin, lost on her maiden voyage of exploration in August 1679. Some were no more than skiffs that went missing, and some became ghost ships of legend and lore. The schooner Ella Ellen Wood was a working vessel, a three-masted schooner built in 1869 in Saginaw, Michigan. She was busy transporting timber products and saw service transporting lumber from White Lake to Chicago and other destinations after the Chicago fire. Her destruction on Lake Michigan would have been just another shipwreck, except for the odd incident that occurred about a year later. There were no omens or portents that the run to Wisconsin on that fateful day would be the final voyage of the Ellen Wood. The schooner had a history of success with only an occasional minor mishap. Documented troubles include a lost jib and a collision with a tug at Chicago on October 14, 1873. And then there's the time that she ran aground at White Lake in October of 1874. So there was no hint of a jinx or an unlucky cloud hanging over the ship, and it was all pretty routine. Just 85 miles or so from White Lake to Milwaukee. On September 29th, 1901, Captain Thomas Flagstad took her out with a 150-ton cargo bark bound for Milwaukee. The schooner was within sight of Wisconsin when a combination of smoke and stormy mist hid the shoreline from view. She ran aground on the rocks near Fox Point, a few miles north of Milwaukee. In the early morning hours, the captain and crew abandoned ship and made for safety, and though their yawl was overturned in the heavy waves, all hands made it to shore. Lake Michigan continued to storm through the night, and it wasn't until the next morning that the men could attempt to run lines out and try to get her afloat. The effort was to no avail. The waves continued to punish the Ellen Wood until her hull was pounded to pieces. The schooner and her entire cargo were a complete loss. Though there was nothing of the Ellen Wood left to salvage, no lives had been lost. The matter would have disappeared into the past and have been forgotten except for a strange twist of fate. The following year, a ship's nameplate, Ellen Wood, washed up on the shore of White Lake where the disastrous voyage had begun. Somehow, the nameplate had drifted across Lake Michigan and made it into its home port of White Lake. That nameplate is on display at City Hall in Montague, Michigan. The Montague City Hall is on the north edge of downtown. They operate a small museum in the basement. That's where the nameplate is displayed along with a complete history of the Ellen Wood. When you first arrive in Montague, you will see a gigantic weather vane. It's the largest weather vane in the world. And the ship atop the main pole depicts the schooner Ella Ellen Wood. The footnote is, last document of enrollment surrendered at Grand Haven, December 19th, 1901. Vessel lost. This is Ron Rademacher at MichiganBackroads.com.